This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Well, the number of people with coronavirus keeps rising in New York. 7,000 new cases diagnosed overnight. There are now 59,513 cases in New York State. 8,000 people hospitalized. 965 people have died. Governor Cuomo says the apex or the peak of cases is still 2 to 3 weeks away for the state. Today, he remembered a New York City detective and a nurse who died from coronavirus. And he said of all the public servants and healthcare workers, including 76,000 healthcare volunteers, healthcare workers who are volunteers, the governor said this.
I don't even have the words to express my admiration for them. FDR always had words. Courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the assessment that something else is more important than fear. To me, that says it all today. Everyone is afraid. Everyone is afraid. You think these police officers are not afraid to leave their house? You think these nurses are not afraid to go into the hospital? They're afraid. But something is more important than their fear, which is their passion, their commitment for public service and helping others.
Cuomo says hospitals, public and private, are going to have to work together in new ways. And he'll be speaking with the mayor and the city controller today on how to improve coordination among hospitals. He's extended non-essential travel in New York State until April 15th. He lauded a new short-term swab test that will be used in the state shortly, but believes the only way we'll be able to really get back to work is when there's a simple test, maybe an at-home test with immediate results.
If you can test millions of people, if you could test today, millions of people, you could send them to work tomorrow, right?
And the governor says Rhode Island will no longer stop cars with New York plates at its border. Stay home. Non-essential travel is the rule in the tri-state area. Just heard the governor of New York extended non-essential travel to April 15th. And now the CDC has added its voice to this non-essential travel ban in the tri-state area, urging people in our area to stop non-essential travel for at least 2 weeks.
The CDC's 14-day domestic travel advisory to the tri-state is effective immediately. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont said he didn't think a federally mandated quarantine was necessary.
I've had a brief conversation at the White House, and basically, I think they were thinking out loud.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy responded in a statement saying that it doesn't change much from his stay-at-home order, which already restricts non-essential travel. Governor Andrew Cuomo said the advisory didn't come up in conversation when he last spoke with the president and that he didn't like the sound of the idea.
I think it makes absolutely no sense, and I don't believe any serious governmental personality or professional would support it.
After the advisory came out, President Trump tweeted that a quarantine won't be necessary. Christy Kalesian, WCBS News Radio, 880.
The fight of our lives, says New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy. He told WBLS this morning that his focus is on two strategic areas, flattening the curve and getting as many ventilators as possible to prepare for the expected wave of patients that will need them. He added,
the president put out a CDC travel advisory yesterday. We were back and forth with him and the vice president and colleagues. That, you know, we certainly abide by that. The fact of the matter is we're already doing that. You know, we're telling people don't go anywhere unless you're on the front lines to fight this virus or unless you're essential, stay home. So enforcing that looks like so far in recent days, most New Jerseyans are getting that, and that's the way we're going to break the back of this.
More than 11,000 people are sick and have tested positive for coronavirus in New Jersey, including 700 police officers. The virus has killed 140 people in the Garden State. A rainy day, but will it last? And if so, how long? Here's the man to ask. There may be a rhyme in that. I don't know. Here's Frank Strait.
Well, this afternoon, not looking so great. We're not as wet as yesterday, but still damp with a little drizzle at times and also areas of fog. So certainly not the greatest Sunday afternoon here. Dreary with a high near 50. And then for tonight, we'll stay mainly cloudy. Temperatures hold about steady, but it does look as though we finally dry out. Then tomorrow's looking better. We'll have clouds and sun. There'll be a stray shower in the afternoon, especially north of the city, but milder as well, thanks to some sun. We'll get to 61. But then chillier air returns Tuesday, as do the clouds. Little, if any, sun on Tuesday with the high and close to 50. Right now, a chilly 46 in Midtown, damp and drizzly in many areas. Again, high near 50 with more of the same this afternoon.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.